On the Pace, brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to cobbettyequine.com.au.
Right on 10:30
on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's
On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the end of the minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara, and once again Lazarus has arisen.
Right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio, and we look forward to On the Pace every Tuesday with Greg Hayes. Morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Morning to everyone. We've got a lot to get through on the show this morning. I want to speak with John Dummersey, the boss of Harness Racing New South Wales. Got a fair bit to cover with John this morning. We'll have a chat to him about a new award they're going to include into the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards, which will be presented on October 28 at a big function. The Kevin Newman Drive of the Year, John's going to explain that, and people can get involved, and there is a prize for those people who do vote, and it's open to the public. So there's a $2,000 tab account there for the lucky person who wins that. That's not for the driver. The driver gets a trophy who comes up with the Drive of the Year. It's one of the people who vote for that gets themselves a $2,000 tab account. So we'll have a chat to John Dummersey about that. There's also some other things to talk to John about. The Inter-Dominion tenders have closed. We'll find out whether New South Wales actually put one in. Pizzuto, Kevin Pizzuto's made a few comments about the grading system in a story that was written by Adam Hamilton. So I thought we'd get John on. Obviously, on this show, we've been pretty positive about the grading system that they're using in Sydney at the moment and how it is evening the races up. And it's obviously not everyone's cup of tea. Kevin Pizzuto's been quite vocal, and we'll speak to John about what's going to happen going forward. And Graham Locke, he also said he wrapped up his run at Harness Racing New South Wales as the chairman of stewards. He'll still stay on for a little while. He doesn't walk away, but he had his final day yesterday as chairman of stewards. So we'll have a chat to John about that. Also want to catch up with Lex Crosby yesterday. His mare, I'm With Lexi, took out the Lexus of Parramatta 2017 Canola Cup. So it was a big day yesterday. Didn't get home until very late last night, but we'll have a chat to Lex about that. No doubt he would have celebrated into the early hours of this morning as well. He is a former president of Yugara, and I think that victory yesterday meant a lot to him. Also this morning, we're going to speak with Michael Brown. He's the man behind the JC CAF and Indigenous Drivers Plate, and there are heats being conducted coming up. So Indigenous drivers are going around to try and qualify for that JC CAF and Indigenous Drivers Plate, and that will be run the day after the awards night. That'll be on the Sunday. And I also want to speak with Renata Fiorina this morning because she drove her first winner last Tuesday. So it's nearly a week ago, but Got a Monkey won a race at Menangle, and that's a good performance by Renata. I think that was nearly her 50th career drive. She had her first drive way back on the 30th of March 2015, so it's taken her a couple of years, but she's finally got her first victory, and I'll catch up with Renata this morning on the show as well. But first up, John Dummersey is the Chief Executive of Harness Racing New South Wales, and he's joining me to have a chat on a number of things. Morning, John.
Morning, Greg.
Mate, Yugara yesterday, another great day for the club.
Fantastic day. It's so good to see. We kick off the TAB Carnival Cups with Yugara each year, and it really sets a high level for the rest of the clubs to follow. But it's a great way to start it up. Great, fantastic racing. A really good result in the Lexus of Parramatta Canola Cup. So unfortunately, Lexus didn't quite get there, but there's always next year.
Exactly right. On a different note, there's a new award as part of the Harness Racing New South Wales Night of Nights, the big awards night coming up at the end of the month. The Kevin Newman Drive of the Year, something that Harness Racing New South Wales is doing different this year. They're going to the people to try and get some people nominating drives from winners over the past 12 months.
Yeah, it is new. It's part of our awards night. It's to recognise the greatest driver ever, Kevin Newman, the Kevin Newman Award for driving excellence. And what we're asking for in this week is for anybody anywhere in New South Wales, that can be from out of New South Wales, to nominate a drive, and that can be a drive on any track And then we'll cut that down to five, and then we'll put it out on the social media platforms for people to vote. And TAB are supporting this award very strongly, and it'll be out to all their punters and all their clients and all their account holders for them to vote to. So we will come up with the best drive any track here in New South Wales for the last 12 months. So a great new award and a very fitting way to remember and honour one of our greatest drivers ever.
And for sure and certain. And there's a nice carrot there too, because those who vote, once it's cut down to the final five, they'll go into the draw for a $2,000 TAB betting account.
Yeah, that's certainly worth winning. We expect a fair few, but we want a little bit of maturity in all this. We want nominations of drivers. We don't need any comment as to whether a good driver or not. The people out there in the social media world can score all they like by voting. So it's a good new award, and those awards night, of course, are on the 28th of October.
So the countdown is already well and truly on to the night of nights for Harness Racing New South Wales.
Certainly are.
Okay. Wanted to touch base. I read an article written by Adam Hamilton about some comments that leading trainer Kevin Pizzuto made in regards to the grading system used for Metropolitan Racing in Sydney. We've spoken on this show on a number of occasions. I'm a fan of it. I think it makes the racing very even. We've seen basically very few short price favourites winning these races because there just aren't short price favourites in them. But obviously, it's not for everyone. Kevin Pizzuto says it doesn't suit his horses. It's too hard on some of his horses. What do you do with comments like that? And obviously, as the boss of Harness Racing New South Wales, you need to listen to everyone. So what happens now?
Yeah, we take every comment on board. And I've had two conversations with Kevin, very sensible and well thought out points that Kevin has raised, but we won't change from where we were. And where we were was exactly, we'll run this system for 3 months. We'll analyse all the data we have. We'll look at the cons of it and the pros of it, of course. And then we'll call a meeting for all those people who are interested to come, and we'll talk it through again. And we've identified, Harness Racing New South Wales have certainly identified some anomalies in it. But we'll put it back to the horsemen. They're the people that, and the stakeholders, the owners, they're the people that supply this product. And we need stakeholder satisfaction. So that's what will happen. Kevin's talking about bringing a group of people to my office. Well, I've convinced him that won't happen. He's also in the process of pulling together a petition. But as I said to Kevin, and he's, everything he said, he's welcome to say, is he signed a petition that actually introduced, he and others signed a petition that actually introduced this system. So we will listen, and we certainly will hear, and then we'll act.
So it initially was bought in for 3 months, is that correct, or six?
Yeah, 3 months, but you've got to remember, as I said, I articulated on your program that the 3 months turns into four because at the end of the 3 months, you need to pull all this data together. You need to analyse it. So, and then we'll have the meeting. So the meeting's likely to be mid-November, October only being, like we've got July, August, September. October we'll get it, and then we'll call a meeting because you have to give notice. It's no use the city trainers that are available coming to a meeting and some missing out. So we'll give due process and due notice so everyone can have their say when it comes to the handicapping system.
All right. Graham Locke, he was the chairman of stewards out there yesterday at Yagara, but he's going. That was his last day as chairman of stewards at Harness Racing New South Wales. Is that correct?
Yeah, last day as chairman of stewards, and he's done a marvellous job for us here. Grant Adams takes over as chairman of stewards. Graham Locke will be around for a little while longer because there's a bit of tidying up that he needs to do. His vast knowledge of the industry and some of the things that he's done, especially with the new whip rules that we need to bed down correctly. He'll be finishing those off during the month of October, but a very worthy replacement in Grant Adams. It's a great team, a great stewards panel that we have in Harness Racing New South Wales, deemed to be the hardest in Australia. And is that good? Well, I suppose as long as they're fair, it is good. But anyway, it's farewell for Graham. Tremendous contribution to harness racing in New South Wales, and welcome to Grant Adams.
He's a man that had a lot of experience behind him when he joined harness racing New South Wales a couple of years ago.
Yeah, certainly. And yesterday, not that I was worried, but that last all clear, he didn't put that hand up for a long time. I don't know whether it was the nervous reaction or what it was, but he eventually did, and he had it's good part for Graham. Great day's racing to go out on, and it might have been at Yagara. By golly, it was a good meeting.
I think it's called theatre. He took a very long time to give the all clear on the last. Now, the Inter-Dominion tender process, for the next 3 years of the Inter-Dominion, 2018, 19 and 2020. I believe the tender process closed last week. New South Wales, where does it stand? Does Club Menangle and Harness Racing New South Wales, are they interested in hosting the Inter-Dominion for the next 3 years? What's happening?
Well, the tender did close last Friday. It was a public holiday, I believe, in Melbourne, where the tender closed. So I don't think that's any reflection on what we think of the Inter-Dominion. But still, the Inter-Dominion will definitely live on. All jurisdictions across Australia and New Zealand have faith in this iconic event. So I'm more than reasonably sure that the Inter-Dominion will live on. Responsible administrators in the states of any state of Australia or New Zealand will be putting would have put a tender in. So yes, it will live on. Will it be in New South Wales next year? I would suggest not. But that doesn't mean that it won't return to New South Wales sometime in the next 3 years.
So can I? Sometime in the next 3 years. So was there a tender put in, or can't you say?
Well, what I said was responsible administrators certainly won't let this event be passed over. And I can tell you that there was at least one tender put in.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to cover off on this Tuesday before we let you go?
Well, I'm the Inter-Dominion, of course, Harness Racing Australia, or the Inter-Dominion Event Committee and Harness Racing New South Wales. Harness Racing Australia, Harness Racing New Zealand must look at that tender, must consider that tender. But, that I'm sure will come out in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we'll stand by for more on that. John, thank you very much for joining me this morning. And we'll keep an eye out on that Kevin Newman Drive of the Year and encourage everyone to get involved.
Certainly. One interesting point, we'll say this is the breeding season and it's going very strongly here in New South Wales. We expect more foals this year than last year. We have a very strong colonial stallions scheme, and the sponsors of your segment, certainly Colonial Stallions, is Bling It On and For a Reason. But we will be announcing tomorrow another Colonial Stallion coming into New South Wales to strengthen the ranks here, standing at Yarrabee Stud. So that'll be on tomorrow.
Am I allowed to announce that now? Because the owner, I don't know if he still owns, but a former owner texted me last night and wanted it mentioned on the show.
Yankee Rockstar will be the stallion, so I've beaten you to that, so I'll get the credit from whoever that owner is.
Andrew Bensley, retired. Yankee Rockstar has been retired. He's going to stand at Yarrabee Stud, and that takes place straight away. He'll stand for $2,000 plus GST. So,
a fine addition to the Australian ranks here in New South Wales. And we're Harness Racing New South Wales, very proud of what they're doing for Australian-bred horses. And Rod Smith announced yesterday some things that may happen with some of the country races for Australian-bred horses. So it's about supporting our own and about promoting our own. And the best way to promote them is through incentives and prize money. And that's certainly what our goal is with here in New South Wales with harness racing.
Just before I let you go, and something that I picked up in Canada while I was there, and I actually mentioned it to you, something that they were doing on Prince Edward Island was that if horses were bred on Prince Edward Island in their condition racing, they got an allowance. So, for example, like we see here in New South Wales, whereas if it's a mare or it's a junior driver, there is an allowance in the money that they've won in their last five starts. They get a discount. that they in PEI they look after the locally bred stock. So there's another thing that we can do maybe in the future to look after those locally bred horses.
Yeah, well, as I said, Rod Smith indicated in that speech after Canola Cup yesterday about what we might be able to do for New South Wales bred, for Australian bred, and certainly we're investigating those things. And yes, I do acknowledge you. You were onto it with a text to me, and you're off to the US very shortly, so you must have been a big hit over there. But, yeah, we're certainly looking at that, Greg, and so we should, because... you know, it's great to be parochial, and it's good to be parochial to the extent that you must support your local industry.
Yeah, well, if there's no local industry, then there's no future. So, John, thanks for that, and I'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks, Greg.
There is John Dumsey, the boss of Harness Racing New South Wales. We go from John to Lex Crosby, the man who owns I'm With Lexi, and she took out the 2017 Canola Cup yesterday, sponsored by Lexus of Parramatta. My favourite meeting in New South Wales each and every year is the Yugara Canola Cup, and a man that has put so much into the Yugara Club is Lex Crosby, and so to see him win that race yesterday was pretty special, and he's joining me on the program to have a chat. Morning, Lex.
Oh, good morning, Greg. I don't know if I can speak. We've had a big night.
I could imagine after the that there was some pretty big celebrations when I'm With Lexi saluted yesterday, but I would have thought the celebrations went long into the night. Mate, you must be very proud of that mare yesterday.
Very proud, Greg. You know the story that our late father, Jim Crosby, bought his first mare in 62 years ago, and she's the eighth generation. And you know, read about Lexi, did a lot for us, her half-sister, and for her to win that race yesterday was just such a thrill.
We had a chat before the race, and you said it's been a pretty tough 12 months for you personally, and you didn't even know whether I'm With Lexi, you know, you weren't sure whether she'd even get to the Canola Cup because she spent some time at home at your place, and she got quite fat, and you were planning on taking an embryo out of her, but then in the end you said, oh, we'll try and get her ready for the Canola Cup, and in the end everything has come out perfectly. But I guess, you know, a few months ago you weren't even thinking about Canola Cups.
No, Greg, she unfortunately had a tendon injury after the gold bracelet, and had to have a month in the stable and then a month in the small yard. And while she was in the small yard, I got sick and was in hospital for a month. So my wife, Sally, just kept throwing hay at her. She got very, very fat and came home, and we thought about getting an embryo. And why don't we have a go at the Canola Cup? So I rang Bernie, and knowing he was going to be very cranky of how fat she is, because that family always get very fat. But he's done a great job, him, Kath, and Doug, to get her ready for that race. And it was just fantastic. Greg, I don't know how many bottles of wine and spirits we put in the cup. Everyone wanted to have a sip of wine out of the cup. Everyone wanted their photo taken with the cup. And the first time that the cup has stayed in Yugara, and it was able to stay there, and everybody really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Thinking about all the work that you've done for the club over the years, and it's great reward, and it's great for the local area to as you say, see the Canola Cup stay local.
It is. I was very surprised by the number of people who wanted their photo taken with the cup, wanted to have a sip out of it, you know, that really appreciated it being there and still being there after the races, and it was really fantastic. And yeah, a lot of people put a lot of work into the Canola Cup, and you know how much work goes into that, and you know, Jody and the team, and you know, so much work goes into it, and it's a credit to them. And very much, it was very nice to be able to go there yesterday and relax and enjoy the day and see it how other people have seen it over the years.
Yeah, I was having a look yesterday at the race book and how many people are now on the committee. Back in the days when Mark McNamara and I first started going up, and you were the president, the team was a lot smaller, and that all that same work had to be done, and basically the workload was probably a lot bigger than it is now on those people that are on the committee. So a lot of blood, sweat and tears from you have gone into that club.
Yeah, and a lot of people. Yeah. Greg, I'm very proud of the years I put into the club, and where the Canola Cup went to when I was there. But it's just such a team effort from so many people. It's fantastic. But to win the race with that filly, with that mare, and share it with Bernie and Kath and Dougie last night at, you know, at the Central. Just unbelievable. And, you know, there were only two homebred horses in that race. Rod Smith's horse, the second horse, and her. And as I said earlier, we've got 62 years of breeding in her. But Rod had the very special thing of owning the sire and the dam of his runner. That's pretty special. And ran a great race, and probably a dead heat would have been a fitting result.
What about the future for I'm With Lexi? I spoke with Bernie after the races yesterday. He said, look, to be honest, I haven't really looked past today. He's saying maybe those country finals at Menangle, that might be an aim going forward. She's obviously got plenty of ability.
Yeah, that will be the aim for her, to pick up as much as you can, you know, in those better races as she goes through her grades. You know, she deserved a Group 3 win. She's been placed at Group 1, 2 and 3 level. And so, you know, that was a great win for her yesterday.
And what about her sister? Read about Lexi. Where's she at?
She's got a beautiful yearling filly by Roll With Joe. Mm-hmm. It's magnificent. I think the best I've ever bred. And unfortunately, she was meant to be in foal to Better's Delight, but wasn't. So she's gone back to Better's Delight this year.
All
her
right.
mother, Lexi's Laughing. She's polling to some beach somewhere this year.
Okay, gee, there's some going to be some very well bred stock on the ground. Lex, congratulations on yesterday. It was a special moment, even for me as someone who's only travelled up and been there for the last 10 years or so. It was pretty special. So congratulations on it.
Thanks very much, Greg. Thanks very much.
No problems. There he is, Lex Crosby. The owner of yesterday's winner, I'm With Lexi, former president at the Yugara Club. And congratulations to him. We're going to catch up with Michael Brown on the show. We'll also speak with Renata Fiorina before we wrap up this morning on the show. We did mention with John Dumazy the fact that Yankee Rockstar will be standing at Yerribee Stud, and that will take place straight away. So his fee, as mentioned earlier, $2,000 plus GST. So make sure breeders keep that in mind. For the remainder of the breeding season. We're going to speak, as mentioned, with Michael Brown. Don't forget, racing this Saturday night, we head back to Menangle. The big races in Australia are starting to get closer. The Victoria Cup now less than 2 weeks away. And that, of course, will be one of the lead-ins towards the Inter-Dominion, which is coming up at the end of November. No doubt the New South Wales horses will be well represented in that. And the New Zealand Cup will be sandwiched in between the Victoria Cup and the Inter-Dominion. Might speak with Renata Fiorina right now. Renata has been involved in the sport for her entire life. And it was quite fitting that she drove her first winner last Tuesday. She's been driving for a couple of years, and she enjoyed a day last week that she will never, ever forget. And she's joining me on the show to have a chat about it. Morning, Renata.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Really well. Congratulations on the win last week. Something very special for you.
Yes, it was. It was sort of a long time coming, and I'm very appreciative to Michael and Sarah for giving me the drive.
Yeah, how did that come about, driving one for Michael and Sarah Towers?
We've been sort of childhood friends. We've grown up together. Sarah and I were very close. We sort of travelled a bit with the show ponies, and our kids are roughly the same age. So Michael knew I was a little bit frustrated that I hadn't driven a winner, and he just sort of rang and said, "Do you want the winner?" And I said, "Yep." And that was it. He put me on. I was pretty proud of it and pretty chuffed with it.
Yeah, took out the first race last Tuesday. Got a monkey. Proved too strong. What was the feeling like when you hit the line?
It was just relief. I mean, he's a bit of a bugger. He's a lot better than what he could have done on the day. He can run better sectionals than that, but he just didn't want to get away from the horse inside him. He should have kicked away and got clear, but he was a bit of a bugger and just wanted to go to the line. He wasn't going to let it beat him, but he wasn't going to kick away either.
So what's the plans now? Are you're looking to double up pretty quickly?
I'm pretty much sticking to driving my own. I'm not sure what Michael's doing with Got a Monkey. I know he's up in grade now. He's into the next level, and he was going to play around with his gear a bit, I think, during the week. So I'm not sure what's happening there. It's always in Michael's court, what he does with him. And then I've got a few of my own in work that'll be ready to race, hopefully, in the next month.
You haven't had a lot of drives in your career. I think 14 total drives last season, and before that, 28. So it's basically a hobby for you and something you like to do outside of your work.
Yep. I've sort of driven a few of the... They haven't had great form or, you know, been really competitive sort of horse. So It's just sort of been a bit of a hobby, and my focus really is training the couple that I have and working on those ones, and work always comes before everything else.
Yeah. And I think it would have been pretty special too that on the same program, one of your dad's breed won as well. Your late dad was the breeder of Valoroso Hanover, who won race number 5. So that would have been pretty special as well.
Yeah. He's always been he was the last horse my dad actually bred. And he's sort of special to the family. His name is Charlie. That's his stable name. And my sister and her partner, Richard, have done a really good job with him because he's not an easy horse. He's a rather difficult horse. And, you know, he's sort of, you know, good to see him get up because he's, you know, carrying on what Dad wanted.
And what about your involvement in harness racing? Were you always going to be involved in the sport?
I think so. It's sort of, I started as a young age with my uncle, Dennis Wilson. He always had a big stable, and I always worked in the stable with him and Dad. And then I had an ex-partner and I, Joel. We had a team of horses and sort of just have always dabbled around in the stables. And I did some time with Blake Fitzpatrick and a bit of time with Ricky Ouchen, a bit of time with Shane Tritton. And then I went over to WA for 3 months to Kevin and Cody Charles over there.
Well, to get that first winner, it's always great reward, and I congratulate you on it, and something that you'll never forget.
No, it is. It's something I'll remember forever, especially because it's a trotter and it's pretty grey.
Exactly right. We don't see too many of them. Well done.
No worries. Thanks very much, Andy.
There she is, Renata Fiorina, who brought up the first winner of her career, and that was last Tuesday, Got a Monkey for the Towers family. So well done to Renata. And we mentioned Valoroso Hanover, Richard Glyde, of course, the trainer of that horse who won race number 5 on the program last Tuesday as well, and bred by Renata's late father, Charlie. Now, Michael Brown, he is the man behind the JC Caffin Indigenous Drivers Plate. He was the big force to make sure that this race got off the ground several years ago. It has got bigger and better each and every year. Number of drivers now compete in heats around the state to try and qualify to drive at in the JC Caffin Indigenous Drivers Plate, which is held at Menangle. And I thought we'd catch up with Michael this morning to have a chat about this year's series. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Mate, really well. It's coming around quickly again, and already I know a number of drivers have been in contact to try and get a spot in the JC Caffin Indigenous Drivers Plate again this year.
Yeah, we have, mate. We've got 18 drivers put their hands up this year, which is a record. We've had last year, I think we had 13, and we've got a few more this year again. So it's pleasing. We've got new people like Denny Gatt from Queensland's coming down to compete. Janiah Nyas is also competing, and plus all the regular guys have been over the last, well, this is our 7th year actually of the series.
It's amazing how,
as you said, it's growing bigger and bigger each year.
It has, and it's something that you're quite passionate about.
Yes, I'm very passionate, Greg. I love this series. I think it started off very small, obviously, you know, years ago. But since then, it's just grown into a feature race that's on the calendar at Menangle Park, that's for sure.
So the drivers will compete in heats at different country tracks, and then from those performances, they'll qualify for that final at Menangle?
Yes, mate. We're lucky this year, thanks to John Dumasy from Harness Racing New South Wales and Andrew Kelly from Harness Racing Australia. We've got now 6 heats. 2 heats at Wagga starting this Friday afternoon, and then we move to Parkes on the 15th of October for another 2 heats, and then to Tamworth on the Friday night, the 20th of October, and then the final on the 29th, Sunday, the 29th of October at Menangle.
All right, so 6 heats across the state, and then and from that we'll see the horses and the drivers get through to the final on Menangle on the day after that Sunday after the awards night, the 29th.
Exactly right. I mean, we started off a couple of years ago with just a straight out race at Menangle, and then a couple of years ago we got a heat at Dubbo and a heat at Wagga. And from 2 heats, we've gone to now 6 heats. So you can see the strength and how it's grown over those last couple of years.
That's fantastic. Royce Gregory Jack, he's got a phenomenal record in the race, hasn't he? I think he won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's won it 3 times now, mate. So he's trying to go for his 4th win. So, but I I know a lot of drivers out there are going to compete very hard against him, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Rave Moonraker was the horse that he drove to victory last year.
Yeah, Mark Halligan's horse from Newcastle.
That's right, he's a swinger with Jess Pryor in the sulky 12 months ago. Well, mate, it's something that people can look forward to each and every year, and I've got no doubt we'll look forward to the upcoming heats and then that final as well.
Yeah, mate. As I said, it's a great race as far as I'm concerned. I'm pretty passionate about the whole thing. And I think this race series will grow and grow. I'm still working with John Domacy and Andrew Kelly to even get more heats for the country series because all the drivers can't get around the different places. But I'll keep on working on those two guys, and I know next year I got more plans to make it even bigger again with the help of those two guys.
That's fantastic news, and we'll give you all the support here that we can as well.
Great. Thank you, Greg.
There he is, Michael Brown. He's the man behind the JC Caffin Indigenous Drivers Plate and mentioning six heats run across New South Wales, two at Wagga this week, two at Parks, two at Tamworth, and then the big final on the 29th of October. Cozzy, that wraps me up for this Tuesday, right. And I'll be back again next Tuesday with another edition of On The Pace.
Good on you, Greg. Talk to you then.
Greg
Hayes on The Pace.